Welcome to Growing Younger Health and Fitness podcast designed for people over 40. Exercising with a shoulder injury. So in this podcast today, we're going to discuss your ability to carry on with your fitness routine when you have a shoulder injury or shoulder pain. So we're going to discuss the recommendations, do's and don'ts, and how to work around it. So what I'm going to do, I'll split this podcast into two parts, okay? So the first part is going to discuss a situation where you don't know what's actually, like, you don't have a proper diagnosis of your shoulder injury. And the second part is going to relate to a situation where you have been to see a doctor or a physio and you actually do have a diagnosis, you know exactly what's going on, and you just need a bit of a plan to work around your shoulder injury. Okay, so first of all, so if you don't know what's going on, okay, so my first recommendation is go and get it diagnosed. Okay, so this is important because if you don't actually know what's happening, you don't know which movements or which particular exercises to avoid, because there's so many different types of shoulder injuries, and what's good for one injury is actually not good for another injury. So my general advice would be, number one is go and get it diagnosed. Now, if your shoulder injury is, or for shoulder pain, I should say, is relatively new, and it is, so let's say if it's less than 3 or 4 days, if it's quite mild, if we're talking like pain level of 2 or 3 out of 10, and if it pretty much, if it's only there when you're working out, and if it goes away within five minutes of finishing the workout, then, you know, you could possibly wait and see if it goes away, because, you know, it's practically difficult to attend to every single niggle that you may have. All right. So if it is pretty mild and if it hasn't been there for a long time, you could potentially just see if you can work around it. Okay. So in that case, what you can try and do to try and sort of stop it getting worse is, first of all, avoid overhead exercises. So things like overhead shoulder presses, maybe a certain kind of lateral fly exercises where you lift your arms kind of right above your head. Also, sometimes even things like lateral pull downs might be uncomfortable because, again, you're having to kind of lift your arms right above your head. You may also find movements or exercises that involve what we call end range internal or external rotation. So that's when you twist your arm either kind of out or inwards. So an example of a excessive external rotation would be doing a squat with a bar behind your neck, because in that position, what happens is you have to kind of twist your arm out to hold on to the bar. And that position can be pretty uncomfortable for different types of shoulder injuries, okay? So internal rotation is when you twist your arm inwards. So a good example of that movement would be front row or upright row, okay? So that's when you lift the bar up kind of along the abdomen and chest area. So those are the movements that you generally would probably find aggravating. So if you can avoid overhead exercises and also exercises that involve excessive internal or external rotation. Now, if you're still not sure what external internal rotation is, you could just maybe you could YouTube it, and it should give you pretty good examples of what internal external rotation is. So that kind of sums it up in terms of, you know, when you don't know what's wrong with your shoulder pain, what's wrong with your shoulder. I mean, obviously, if it doesn't settle reasonably fast, if the pain doesn't resolve, then you should definitely be speaking to your either your physician, your doctor, or your physiotherapist to you know, get a proper diagnosis. So sometimes you may need a scan, like an ultrasound scan, or maybe even an x-ray. Now, let's say if you do know what's wrong with your shoulder, so you have been to see a health professional, So I'm going to separate this section into three parts. So the three most common injuries around the shoulder. So number one would be rotator cuff injuries. And so because we pretty much this podcast is mainly for people over 40. So rotator cuff injuries, they become more common, particularly after the age of 50, I would say. Okay, so in younger people, they are relatively rare. Okay, so as we get older, the chances of us getting a rotator cuff tear increase. Okay, so if you have a rotator cuff tear, now again, it depends on the severity of it. So if it's a full complete tear, you probably need to stay away from most of your typical gym sort of shoulder exercises, and you need to be focusing more on the rehab side of things. Okay, now if you have more of a partial tear or maybe like a rotator cuff strain, so generally speaking, again, you need to be avoiding overhead presses, overhead exercises. You probably would find shoulder flies, lateral flies, being also quite aggravating. And another recommendation for when you have a rotator cuff injury is generally try and select exercises where your elbow stays pretty close to your body. So for example, if you do a tricep cable pushdown, or like a bicep curl of some sort, that's generally more comfortable for the shoulder than as opposed to say a shoulder press, where your arms are right, you know, far away from the body and you're kind of pushing up. Now, if you have a frozen shoulder, okay, so frozen shoulders, they mostly affect people between 40 and about 65, and they're more common among women. Okay, so frozen shoulder, in the initial stages of frozen shoulder, they're usually so painful that the last thing you want is do any kind of fitness exercises for your arms. Okay, so it's unlikely that you'll be doing any exercises in the initial 2 or 3 months after you got frozen shoulder. Now, after that, the pain starts to settle down and you might be able to do some strengthening exercises. So with a frozen shoulder, the one thing you want to avoid is weight-bearing exercises, okay? So, and a good example would be a press-up or like dips, or another example could be like a benching sort of exercise. So there's a pressure, there's stress directly going through your shoulder joint. So those types of exercise tend to be most painful. So try and avoid those. Look, if you're going through a frozen shoulder injury, you probably would need to be getting advice from a physiotherapist in terms of what exercise you can do. But generally speaking, you need to work through the available range of movement, because with frozen shoulder, you're likely to lose a lot of movement. So you'll get like a lot of stiffness around the shoulder joint. So pretty much you just work within the available range. Okay. And by the way, very important to note, so none of the things that I'm mentioning in this podcast is a personalized advice. Okay. So it's just a general common knowledge that I'm trying to convey here. It's not it does not replace the need for you to go and see a health professional. And one more common source of shoulder pain, particularly for people over 40, is getting a bit of arthritis in your shoulder joints. So with arthritis, strengthening is very important. So you shouldn't just give up on exercise, but you should be quite selective in terms of what exercise you choose to do. So you definitely want to start, if you haven't exercised in a while and you know that you have arthritis in your shoulder, you should be selecting very easy, very simple exercises to start with. So you may actually focus more on the muscles around, not even in the shoulder, but maybe like your bicep, your tricep, your rhomboids, so your back muscles. And then gradually, as long as that feels okay, then you can start to work a little bit more, focus a little bit more around the actual shoulder. So rotator cuff strengthening can be very helpful with arthritis. So you've got your typical rubber band internal, external rotations. Again, if you're not sure how to do those, you can look them up. So very important with arthritis. If you're also having a bit of restriction of your range of movement. So for example, you can't lift your arm right above your head, then you just work within the available range. Okay, so don't try and force it too much. Just work within the range of mobility that you have. And just make very slow incremental progressions. So don't try and jump from, say, 2 kg to 10 kg in one day. Just make sure you do it in a very gradual way, okay? Great, so that probably covers what we need to discuss today. So I've covered, what to do, the major recommendations for shoulder pain when you're not sure what's going on. And number one advice there is to actually go and see a health professional and get some proper personalized advice. And if you do know if you do have a diagnosis for your shoulder pain, then I've given you a couple of pointers, a couple of recommendations. But look, the best thing you can do is work under the guidance of a physiotherapist, because they will tell you, they will know exactly what your situation is, and they will give you the customized advice for what you're trying to do. Okay, all the best for now, and I will speak to you on the next podcast.
Okay, guys, so I hope you found the podcast of value. If you did and you're struggling with your own health and fitness journey, there's a link in the description for a free discovery call with me. And that free discovery call, we're going to cover off a little bit about you, your history, your goals, what you want to achieve, and maybe we can help you or not with your own health and fitness goal. So if that does sound like something that you'd like to do, then click on the link in the description, and I look forward to chatting to you in the very near future. Have a good day, guys. Bye-bye.